We have to get on our own resources in America. If we do, we can cut out 60% of OPEC oil.
Oil, natural gas, wind, water, solar, nuclear.
Industries of energy.
We've got fantastic opportunities to use new technologies to secure the American people and at the same time be better stewards of the environment.
You have questions, we have answers.
Listen carefully.
You can't really be against hydrofracking and say you're an environmentalist because immediately the default options are fuels that are much less clean.
For the next hour, Sean Wilson and Butch Black explore the energy industry with news and interviews from around the corner and around the globe.
Nuclear is one of the directions that we should innovate in.
The Exploring Energy Show begins now.
No better time than now. A good Friday morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. Man, was that silvery moon just hung up there? Fuckers, close enough to lasso it. Did you see how big that moon was this morning out in the western sky? Beautiful. 2 days from spring, so we're still up in this winter business.
Yeah.
That wind going to make it feel like that a little bit today. Speaking of today, here's what's on the Meals on Wheels menu. Okay, the Meals on Wheels menu, 1510 West 9th Street over there in Fairview Village, 580-225-5821. 5821 is the phone number to call if you want to call in an order. They're open from 11 to 1, the dining room, and $5 bill for just for senior citizens. $5, that's it. $6 for everybody else. You can't beat a deal like that. And here is what's on today for this Friday. Turkey, pot pie, salad, roll, and dessert. So turkey pot pie, salad, roll, and dessert is what's on tap today at the Elk City Meals on Wheels. Get on by there and tell them we sent you. And guess what? It's Fish Friday.
Yeah.
And every Friday between now and April the 8th, you can eat.
Go buy Meals on Wheels for lunch.
Yeah.
Catholic Church for dinner. You got it covered.
Yeah, and you're helping out two great organizations. So there you have it. All you can eat, fish, fries, hush puppies, coleslaw, homemade beans, homemade desserts and drink. They accept cash, checks, and credit cards, also donations. But carryouts are available from 5 to 7 tonight and every Friday between now and April 8th. It's St. Matthew's Youth Fundraiser Fish Fry. It's Fish on Friday. Any good news over there, Butch Black? I know that yesterday prices were jumping up $6, $7 a pop. Did that settle down, or did it keep going?
Well, it's just, you know, it's what you consider good news. WTI crude on the NYMEX April exchange is up 20 cents to $103.18 a barrel. Brent crude on the ICE May exchange is down 34 cents to $106.30. NYMEX natural gas on the April exchange is down 7 cents to $4.92 per million BTU. RBOB gasoline, there's Jimmy.
Cousin Yimmy.
RBOB gasoline on the NYMEX April exchange is down $3.97 to $3.1769. NYMEX heating oil on the April 2022 exchange is down $1.37 to $3.4737.
Oh.
So, at least gasoline oil. They make gasoline out of, and heating oil have dropped some, and Brent's down a little. WTI is fluctuating, so anyway.
Still north of Hundo, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we're still at 103, 106, so.
Well, oil companies offer millions in aid to Ukrainian war refugees. Not to be outdone by Oklahoma City's Devon Energy and its $20 million with an M, $20 million in humanitarian aid for the Ukrainian war refugees. Pioneer Natural Resources in Dallas matched the offer. It also announced $20 million humanitarian aid to relief organizations operating in Ukraine and the surrounding region. The announcement came the same day that Devon made its pledge. It is unknown whether the two companies collaborated on their announced pledges. The death and destruction, along with the displacement of millions of Ukrainians caused by Russia's unprovoked invasion, requires assistance from both governments across the world and the global business community, said Chief Executive Officer Scott D. Sheffield in the announcement by Pioneer. Pioneer and our employees are proud to support our friends in the Ukraine. We sincerely hope to see the conflict end as quickly as possible, and our thoughts are with all those impacted. As the war approaches a month of fighting. Following Russia's invasion of the country, the number of refugees who fled Ukraine is approaching nearly 3 million people.
Well,
about the same amount that have crossed over into the United States from the southern border.
No, probably about half of what.
Yeah. The real number.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it's nice that these oil companies are stepping up and giving a substantial amount of relief. My hope and pray is that money finds its way to the real people. That is my biggest caveat. Is, you know, you throw that money and you throw that money and you think, okay, how much of that dollar is going to make it to the actual place, the actual Ukrainians? How much good is it going to do?
You want some unicorn dust too, aren't you?
Well, I figure like this. You know, if the Lord leads me to give, then it's in His hands after that. So, there you go.
Well, anyway, as life goes on in the
Fast and Furious world of Butch and Sean.
Yeah, the highly intelligent mecca of all knowledge, the IEA.
The man on the mountain, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, here's the 10-point plan to cut oil use.
I cannot wait to hear this one. Course, electric vehicles?
First one is to reduce the speed limit by at least 6 miles per hour.
Well, that's going to go over like a turd in a punch bowl with a hair in it.
Point number two, work from home as much as possible.
I think that did help, honestly.
3 days a week at least, you know.
Right.
Number three is car-free Sundays for cities.
No cars on Sunday.
No cars on Sunday.
Well, what's the little old lady going to drive to church?
She's not. She'll have to get her rollerblades out.
There you skateboard. There you go. Hoverboard.
Next
is
reducing the cost of public transport, encouraging people to walk and cycle. I got news for you. People who walk and cycle are doing it now. They don't need to be. Anyway.
I rinse and cycle with the washing machine, but
avoiding air travel for business when other options are available.
Could always thumb it.
Yeah.
But not on Sunday. No cars.
Travel on high speed or night trains instead of flying. And reinforcing the uptake of electric and more efficient vehicles.
Knew that had to be. Is that all the way down to like 7 or 8?
Yeah, that's the last one.
That's the 10th one.
Yeah, they put that at the very bottom. But you know,
they paid somebody to come up with that list.
Yeah. Well, I say that's not the full list. That's a partial list. But anyway, that's their game plan. I didn't say it was a good game plan, but it's their way to shove electric down our throats even further.
Oh, absolutely. Get ready, because that's going to be the force fed from from every direction. So. But here's also what's going on. Democrats on a House committee put oil and gas companies again in their sights, planning to call leaders of three such firms, including Oklahoma City-based Devon Energy, to an April hearing on Capitol Hill. Whether the executive leaders of Devon Energy, EOG Resources, and Occidental Petroleum will comply is another matter. An earlier effort by Dems in the House to put other oil company executives on the hot seat failed some weeks ago when the executives chose not to take part in the hearing. All the Democrats got were empty chairs. This time, House Natural Resources Chair Raul Gravilla, a Democrat from Arizona, announced plans to call the CEOs of the three companies to testify. Observers see it as a maneuver by Dems to try and redirect the nation's critical attention away from President Brandon. Reports suggest that Gravilla and other Democrats on the panel want to grill Devon's Rick Muncrief, Elk City native, and the two other company leaders about who's at fault for rising prices. Brandon's been targeted by Republicans and others to blame his anti-oil and gas policies for causing increased gasoline and oil prices. The Democrats on the committee reportedly want to question the oil leaders about approved but unused drilling permits. In recent weeks, President Brandon and the Democratic leaders have attempted to turn the table on their energy-producing critics, blaming them for not taking advantage of thousands of federal drilling permits. At the recent Democratic National Committee's winter meeting in Washington, D.C., Brandon attacked the CEOs of major oil companies. My message is this. It's time. And then... Oh, look back up. In this time of war, it's not a time of profit. It's time for reinvesting in America, and they hear it. But the oil and gas industry has responded by explaining it takes years to obtain permits and EPA approval to begin drilling. The industry further argued that the permitting process is filled with lengthy delays. The committee hearing is set for April 5th at 1 p.m. on Capitol Hill. What's your bet that nobody shows for this Democratic witch hunt?
You want to talk about a mixed message. I've done everything I can to stop oil and natural gas from existing.
Yeah.
But now it's time for you to save my butt.
That's what that is.
That's basically what he's doing. You know, you need to jump out here and cover me because I've promised lower prices, and OPEC's not cooperating, so you're going to have to bail me out.
The old rope-a-dope.
And I got news for you. They're not doing it.
Well, that plus, just because somebody holds a lease doesn't mean that they're going to drill right there on that lease.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the probability of it, and it's generally a bulk package. You know, you buy all these leases, and maybe only two sections are worth going after, mm-hmm. you know? And so what Brandon and his people are trying to do is just, it's just all bunk.
Well, see,
that's a word I can say on the radio. Bunk.
It's smoke and mirrors. It's
sure it is. It's diversionary tactics. You're like, oh, hey, don't look over here. Look over there. Where we want you to look.
Yeah.
Nothing happening here.
Nothing to see here.
Oh boy, we're gonna take a quick break. And we're gonna be back with more of the Exploring Energy Finally Friday edition right here on 96.5 KECO in a moment.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
Could you use up to $7,500 to jumpstart your future? The people of Oklahoma Oil and Natural Gas are looking for the next generation of game changers who will find new and more efficient ways to produce the energy that fuels our life. That's why they're providing scholarships to students interested in pursuing a degree in the oil and natural gas industry. They need your energy. If you want to be the future of energy, visit oerb.com/scholarships to apply today.
Big Elk Auto Mall is now hiring gas and diesel mechanics and helpers. Immediate openings for experienced gas, diesel mechanics, and helpers. Even if you currently have a job, they want to talk to you. It could be a better deal than what you have. They offer great work environment, competitive pay, holiday pay, vacation pay, and paid health insurance. Mechanics must have own tools. Apply in person at Big Elk Auto Mall, 1019 East Highway 66 in Elk City, across from the Civic Center in the old Schlumberger building. Big Elk Auto Mall is an equal opportunity employer.
We are no longer taking 2 to 3 years to get teeth straightened. We have several cases that range anywhere from 3 to 8 months. Fast braces are amazing. It's a patented wire system with advanced brackets that help to move and rotate the teeth at the same time. They are very fast. Traditional braces go through a different series of wires. Fast braces is all one wire. We had a particular patient, and I mean, he was done in 3 months. Mom was ecstatic. My name is Jamie Cameron, and I am a dentist in Weatherford at 129 North Bradley, a block north of Brahms.
Also at Liberty Dental in Carnegie on Main Street, right next to the movie theater.
JamieCameronDDS.com. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, Jamie Cameron DDS, where we treat you like family and do life-changing dentistry.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
Okay. All right. We're back. Let me push a couple buttons here. There we go. Okay.
I'm just here.
Yes, you are, and I can confirm that. They keep you supplied. They get to know you. They take care of you. Who am I talking about? Camrock. That's why you should choose Camrock Supply. If you use a lot of fluids, Camrock will take care of what you need. For bulk fluids and filters, call Sean Esses at Camrock, 405-301-5803. 405-301-5803. Camrock's located on South Main Street in Elk City, next to Fred's Steakhouse. Also the home of American Hose and Supply. Ag producers, oil field companies. Got a lot of stuff with hoses. And they don't like to do long-distance relationship. If somebody's going to supply you, you got to see their face. American Hose and Supply, they understand that. They'll bring you the hoses and fittings you need to keep you working. Just say the word. American Hose and Supply inside Camrock on South Main Street in Elk City, next to Fred's Steakhouse. Call 580-821-4413. 580-821-4413. Get hoses, don't get hosed. Yeah.
There you go.
There you have it. And DCP Services, you know what? They've got a full-service supply store. Are you still sitting in the shop? Are you still sitting in the supply house?
Yeah, today.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Butch Black will be there. Or you can call Ernie Barker at 580-339-1773.
Ernie's on spring break.
Okay, you can call Butch for parts. 580-303-1886, or you can stop by and see him. 317 North Van Buren. Pipe valves and fittings geared toward pipeline processing production. While you're there, you can trade out one of your Chemray valves and controls or Western Chemical pumps for one that's like new.
Yep.
Not dipped, but baked. There you go. They also sell and repair Texam solar pumps, other solar pumps, and fully insured contract pumpers, roustabout services, backhoes, tractors, forklifts, mowing, trenching. And they do it. And a wireline division with both braid and slick line capabilities. It talked about DCP. Davis Contract Pumping, DCP Services, LLC. Call Jeff Davis, 580-660-0501, or Butcher Black, 580-303-1886. And LaDonna's Wine and Spirits in Elk City has your favorites like Rum Chata, Frappe Chata, Salted Caramel, Crown Royal, Vampire Wines, the new Cooper and Thief Wines, plus a great variety of winter blend craft beers. Plus all your favorites like Tito's, Crown Royal, Jack Daniel's. Be sure and check out their giant walk-in cooler as well as their great selection of mixers and gift sets. Plus everything you'll need. LaDonna's Wine and Spirits, 822 West 3rd Street in Elk City. Find them on the Book of Faces. And LaDonna and Kat, as always, truly reminding everyone to celebrate responsibly. You know, we were slated to have Anthony Moore, but then I got to thinking, you know what? Anthony is on spring break with his kiddos. So no Anthony Moore today. I was going to hit him up about those autonomous vehicles, the driverless vehicles that that the state legislature is wrestling with right now. But
I'm still just not real big on that.
You know, that it opens up a great discussion. It really does. I mean... I guess it'd be coming, you know. I mean, it's like anything else. I mean,
well, like I said,
I mean, I remember
then,
the.
Then you watch the video where it like one almost runs down to law enforcement officers and then hits her vehicle. You know, it's like,
yeah,
is this really that good an idea?
You know, you just never know. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, automation has taken some human error out of it, but it's also brought in mechanical error.
But then again,
failure.
When you get out there on the interstate and you've got some idiot that's texting and driving, and
yeah,
I'm not sure I don't trust the computer more.
Well, honestly, you know, yeah. And but then again, how soon will it be for some silly, crazy, smart guy hacks in and is able to take control of these vehicles and make them do whatever he wants to?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now you got a kamikaze truck without a pilot in it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just, there's so many variables.
Or you head for Oklahoma City and end up in Enid.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you know. Right. Okay, and who signs the loadout ticket?
The computer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, anyway. But like I said, it's becoming. I mean, I guess it's anything else, you know. I mean, change is weird. I mean, you know, the first guy in the team of wagon that saw the first car drive by and thought that old noisy, smoky, it's going to cause climate change.
Yeah, that's exactly what he thought.
He probably thought, "Don't you scare my horses, you sorry sucker." But then again, you know, then the next thing you know, it's everybody doing it.
As he was sitting there listening to his horses pass gas. Anyway.
Yeah, that's methane too, yeah.
Yeah.
Also contributing to climate warming.
Poor China.
Oh, let me shed a tear here. Okay, I'm done.
The Russian-Ukraine war is really hampering China's trade.
As
a matter of fact, it's going to cut it by about two-thirds.
Huh.
I hate that for them, seeing how they've been in the middle of kind of encouraging Putin to do this.
Right.
It ought to hit them in the pocketbook.
Yeah.
Among other places. Hard. But they've lost about 35% of their historic gains from the pandemic. See, it's really amazing. The coronavirus came out of China. But who profited the most off the pandemic? China.
And the pharmaceutical companies.
And which are owned by Chinese. China. So anyway, now all of a sudden, you know, they've kind of encouraged Putin to go after Ukraine, and now it's hitting them in the pocketbook.
Yeah.
You know, just goes to show you they're not quite as smart as they think they are.
Yeah, but I think that I'm like, what some pundits think, and that is China is just trying to divert attention so they can take over Taiwan.
After Taiwan. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they want to see how the world treats Vladimir before they do it.
Yeah. Oh, Putin stuck his toe in the water and testing it. Now they're going to wait to see if he drowns or if he swims.
I just have some problems with what's all going on over there, though. We get news reports, and I hate to say it, but I've gotten to the point that I don't watch news because if their lips are moving, they're lying.
That's it. And it makes hardly any difference which one of them you're looking at.
Yeah.
That's
they tell you what they want you to know, and they're going to show you images that go along with that.
Yeah. And then the commercials that play right when they go to break are all geared toward this psychological grooming
of
America.
I'm fed up with it. And I'm just having a hard time believing that Russia is being held back by this small country. I mean, if truth be known, and they're talking about how many civilians they're targeting and so on and so forth, if he wanted to take that country over, he'd done it in less than 48 hours.
Right.
Because they'd have walked through and mowed down anything.
Oh, I guarantee it. Boom, boom, boom. So, and they had the air superiority. I mean, and that's how they win these kind of wars. But, yeah,
anyway,
you're right. It's
something's not right in this, and I can't put my finger on it. But, and like I said, the news media has gotten to the point they're going to tell you what they want you to know, not what's actually going on. And so I don't pay any attention to it. I hunker down and pray and go on.
There you go. I say all we can do. That's what we should be doing.
Yeah.
Well, the Enverus rig reports shows the U.S. rig activity up by 7.
Mm.
Okay. Now, of course, Enverus, they try to get all the rigs in the United States, where Baker Hughes, you know, they give us those numbers of those that are serviced by Baker Hughes. Well, the U.S. rig count rose by 7 in the last week to 766 as of March 16th, according to the Enverus rig analytics count. Activities level are up 5% in the last month and 64% in the last year. The count was as high as 768 this last week, compared to a peak of 559 the prior week, representing a 9-well peak-to-peak increase. The largest week-over-week change occurred in the Permian, of course, where the addition of 14 rigs brought the total to 304. On March 11th, the count in the basin surpassed 300 for the first time since early April 2020. The play has about 90 rigs away from pre-pandemic levels, so they're drawing closer. Advanced Energy Partners added a rig and is now running 3. Exxon added a rig and is now running 10 in the play in Permian. While Marathon Oil's increase of 1 in the last week was attributed to rig downtime the prior week, it has been running 2 rigs at various points in March. Prior to that, Marathon added a rig in the Permian Basin in late January for the first time since May 2020. MCM Operating added a rig for what appears to be its first operated spud on record. Opinion operating added a rig for the first time since last July. All other additions look to be attributable to time between wells. But that's it, man. Up 766.
Cool.
You know, so, I mean, people are like, you know, hey, when is this thing going to start? Well, it's started. I mean, people are busy, but they're just not shooting darts at the wall. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's more calculated. It's more controlled.
Most of what's taking place was already planned.
Right.
They'd planned on doing some exploration this year. That was, and they're going to follow through with the plan.
Way before the Ukrainian crisis started. Right.
And there, first of all, you've got to understand there's not a workforce out there to draw from.
The equipment.
And
availability. Yep.
You know, and with all the regulations and red tape that the Biden administration is throwing out, they're not sure where they're going to stand when it's all said and done. So, therefore, they're not jumping into this with both feet. And later, years ago, that would have instituted a boom. It would have happened because of the pricing. But now they're well, and your activist investors have actually hammered this, too. Because
fighting you every tooth and nail the whole way.
It's to the point where, you know, we want to see dividends and stuff, so... They're not going to go out and just jump in.
That's why Harold Hamm bought his company back.
And throw their money out.
Well, we're at the bottom of the hour. Don't throw your money out. Don't turn that dial. We'll be back with more of the Exploring Energy in the second half of the Finally Friday edition right after this.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
When you're producing a well or bringing a well in order to move fluids around on that job site, they hook up high-pressure flow iron pipe. When they do that, it can go up to pressure as high as 15,000 pounds. So what we do is we take that iron once a year, and we do an annual inspection on it, a visual inspection, a UT inspection, pressure test, and then we band it and hold on to the certifications during that annual period. What I'd like to do is I'd like to offer 50 pieces inspected for free on the first job that you call us out on. That's probably going to be around, depending on the pieces of iron, it's going to be between a $1,500 and $2,000 discount. Safety Flow NDT. Just call me, Dustin Nix. My phone number is 580-383-0136. 383-0136. We'll go to work 24/7. You can call me at any time. If you're in a bind, we'll get a crew out there to get you taken care of.
Right now at Western Equipment, get the biggest savings of the year on oil, filters, DEF, and coolant. This only lasts through the month of March, so be sure to contact any Western Equipment location to save on packaged oil and oil filters, along with coolant and DEF. Do you want even more savings? Ask about our bulk oil and DEF options that can even save you more money. Call or drop by one of our 21 locations before March 31st to take advantage of these oil, filters, DEF, and coolant savings. Western Equipment is a John Deere dealer.
We are a lubrication and filtration company. We sell lubrication products and filtration products.
So if they've been using somebody else, why should they even consider Camrock?
We could probably be just as competitive or beat their pricing, but our service is top-notch. We love to take care of our customers and have a great customer experience. We take it very personally. We want you, not only just as a customer, but as a friend, to have your need fulfilled. If you need a product, we want to get that product to you because we know how important it is for you to keep on running and doing what you need to be doing. Nobody likes to wait. Nobody likes to pay high prices, any of that kind of stuff. And so we want to communicate to you when we can get that product to you, how we can get that product to you, and try to give you the best pricing that you can get. My name is Sean Estes, and the company I work for is Camrock. Give me a call at 405-301-5803. 405-301-5803. Come see us at Camrock, 2111 South Main, in Elk City, right behind Fred's Steakhouse.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
Ooh, yeah, Big Elk Auto Mall. They're in the old Schlumberger building out on Old 66 right there by Doc Nobles across from the Civic Center. They're hiring gas and diesel mechanics and helpers. They have immediate openings for experienced gas, diesel mechanics and helpers. Even if you currently have a job, if you're already working, they want to talk to you. They want to tell you what they can offer you. It could be a better deal than what you already have. They offer great work environment, competitive pay, holiday pay, vacation pay, paid health insurance available. Mechanics must have their own tools, but apply in person at Big Elk Auto Mall, 1019 East Highway 66 in Elk City. Across from the Elk City Convention Center, what I call the Civic Center, in the old Schlumberger building. Big Elk Auto Mall is an equal opportunity employer. Tell Alley Cat I sent you that way. And Allegiant Land Services, a leader in energy solutions from acquisition, project management, and consulting. Destiny and Brady Weeks, they're proud of their people. They got over 30 people working for them. Well-rounded education in the oil and gas industry, as well as wind and solar negotiation. Headquartered in the rural community of Sealing, Oklahoma, they have the knowledge to bridge the gap between company and community. They're truly honest, efficient, reliable. Contact them online, AllegiantLand.com, or call their Sealing, Oklahoma office, 405-883-7007. 405-883-7007. Well, you got a text over there, Butch. Is it a good one?
Taking care of business.
Taking care of business every day. Anyway, okay. Enough of that.
Well, conflicting signals abound in oil.
Is that like having your flashers on, nobody knows which way you're turning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's conflicting signals, right?
Pretty much. And, of course, old Tom Singh, you know, we know from the School of Energy and Economics Policy at Commerce and University of Tulsa.
Yeah.
Collins College of Business. But that is just way too much
to
say.
Man, his business card's 16 inches long.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it looks like a scroll. But anyway, what he's talking about is, you know, oil prices are mostly lower this week, but volatility remains high as conflicting signals abound. Of course, on a daily basis now, the market has to weigh the progress or lack thereof in talks between Russia and Ukraine, as well as between Iran and the counterpart parties to the nuclear accord. Meanwhile, additional sources of crude supply are not appearing despite high prices and pleas from the Biden administration, as well as the UAE's stance that OPEC should increase its output. You know, it's amazing. Biden, United Arab Emirates, and all them, they think that OPEC ought to increase, but they're not. And I'm kind of beginning to wonder if they're not in similar shape to Russia. Is the fact is when they kind of mothballed all this stuff, they're having fits getting it back online. And that's, unfortunately, that happens a lot on a hydrocarbon well, is if you shut it in for long periods of time, a lot of times it's really hard to get it kickstarted again. And I'm kind of wondering if they're not battling this themselves, since they're not making any major increases.
Right. But could probably, know. Well, very well be.
But we'll have to see how that plays out. But anyway, we're not getting any other oil from anywhere else, really. The United States is up.
Of course, you wonder, too, how big of an influence that the U.S. companies that had interests within the Russian oil.
Well, oil, you know, that's where they got a lot of their money.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is, you know, the influence that they have in the Russian oil and gas extraction and delivery and all that, once that got pulled back, maybe that was one of the other factors. You know, they just don't have the people with the knowledge to get her done.
By now they should.
Well, you would think, but a lot of times, you know, you get complacent.
Yeah. But, and then, of course, you've got reports out of China about rising COVID cases.
There it is again.
Yeah, that resulted in lockdowns, and it pushed oil below $100 a barrel. I mean, we've seen it as high as 133, as low as 97. It's going to jump around like that. It's going to be like that for a while. Of course, then you got China and India, who are still buying Russian oil as hard and fast as they can. So, of course, Russia's shooting them discounts that won't quit, too.
Right.
That
absolutely.
They otherwise wouldn't do because they're in a bind. And France and Germany are still buying Russian oil.
That's almost like a guy selling a Rolex on the street corner, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But even in all, the Cushing stocks rose about 1.8 million barrels. By the end of last week, but that is not much of an increase when you think about how much is coming out on a daily basis, which is about 6.5 million barrels a day.
Yeah,
that comes out of that. So I don't know. It's There's a lot to look at, and that's why prices are going to jump back and forth. And, of course, we know the market. The market is highly overreactive. It always has been.
Yeah, and, you know, and these companies that are producing oil and gas, that's not the price they're getting at the well.
That's not
the spot price.
No.
It's far from it. However, the spot price does go up when the trading price, the
sure
futures
does.
Price goes up. But it's still much less than that. So
I can tell you from a natural gas standpoint is when natural gas, say for instance, is at $5 per million BTU.
Right.
The price at the wellhead is by the time everything is factored out of it, the company that's selling the gas is probably getting about about $1.75.
Right, not even $2.
On a good day. Usually it's going to be more like $1.25.
Right.
So, yeah, what you're seeing in these markets, this is just an indicator. It is not, because everybody, they see those prices jump like
that.
Yeah. And they think, oh, yeah, so-and-so, yeah, boy, they're raking
it.
In the dough.
Oh, yeah.
And what you have to understand is about $1 per million BTU to it was what it cost them to produce it.
Right. Plus, these companies are still trying to crawl out of a hole that the pandemic put them in, you know, and so there are a lot of other factors. Here's another thing that I came across that's just going to make you feel all warm and fuzzy. Not. Appeals court revives key climate measure rejected by Trump judge. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals Wednesday of this week, stayed a district judge's injunction against President Joe Brandon. Social cost of carbon, reinstating the metric used to measure the climate impacts of rulemakings and projects. So basically, what they're trying to go to is a carbon tax, a big-time carbon tax. Well, the EPA is wanting to use a certain formula to determine what that is. The social cost of carbon, which is used by the federal government when issuing regulations, approving infrastructure projects, or taking other actions, is an estimate of the present and future damages resulting from emitting 1 ton of the greenhouse gas into the atmosphere. Climate activists hope a higher estimate will significantly increase the value assigned to pollution reductions, which in turn will help justify stronger climate regulations. See the wheel that they're trying to create here?
And the key word is estimate.
Oh, that's it.
I can estimate anything I want.
Swag it, baby. Scientific, you know what? The Brandon administration warned of mass chaos caused by the injunction, including delayed or derailed rulemakings, project approvals, grant funds, and even oil and gas lease sales. While the stay is technically temporary, the three-judge panel's order casts serious doubt on the underlying lawsuit brought by Louisiana and other red states. Just a couple of details. In the 9-page order, the panel rejected the legal arguments made by Louisiana and the interim social cost of carbon metric could cause them real injury. The plaintiff states claimed injury is increased regulatory burdens that may result from the consideration of the social cost of greenhouse gases and the interim estimates specifically. This injury, however, hardly meets the standards for constitutional standing because it is, at this point, merely hypothetical, wrote Judges Leslie Southwick and George W. Bush appointee and James E. Graves Jr. and Greg Costa, both Barack Obama appointees. At a 3% discount rate, the social cost of carbon dioxide was set at $51 per ton, or the same as the Obama administration's adjusted for inflation, as well as higher figures for methane and nitrous oxide. The judges also rejected the argument that the states can demonstrate that the SCC figures caused any injury or could be readdressed via an injunction. So now you got this circuit court that put a temporary halt on the stay that a judge had put in place when he heard the full case.
Yeah.
So now, but basically what this is all going toward is you and I and everyone listening here that drives a vehicle that produces carbon you're going to be taxed on it. So basically, if you drive 500 miles and they put a 3 cent or 10 cent gas or a carbon tax on that, you're going to have to pay that for the 500 miles you drove.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Now, well, where are all those guys that can roll back odometers?
Well,
look, in prison. That's right.
You know, we're gonna tax you on the money you make to buy the vehicle.
Yeah.
We're gonna tax you on the vehicle. We're gonna tax you at the pump, and then we're gonna tax you for driving it and tax you for owning it. We're just gonna tax you for living.
That's it.
And be honest with you, that's what caused the revolution in this country, why this country came into existence.
Boston Tea Party, baby. Taxation without representation.
Anyway, well, you touched on it yesterday, and I'm going to go into a little more detail on it, about Texas and its financial firms.
Right.
And Texas has written to 19 different...
lenders?
Yeah, financial corporations, and asked them to clarify their fossil fuel investment policies and procedures. And any company that fails to respond within 60 days will be presumed to be boycotting energy companies. And the inquiries come 6 months after a new Texas law went into effect, banning state agencies from investing in financial firms that have boycotted energy companies or adhere to policies aimed at pivoting away from oil and natural gas. I love this. I really do. Because if you're going to step out there, and we've seen it happen time and time again, if you want to sit down and make your personal political point in your business,
yeah,
it's going to cost you.
It should.
And that's what's taking place, and Texas is doing it.
Arkansas. They just took $125 million out of a BlackRock deal.
There's more and more states that are picking this up and running with it.
Good.
The Dakotas are talking about doing it, both of them.
Why would they not do it? I mean, that's my thing. I mean,
if you're not going to support us, why should we support you?
Especially if you're anti-supporting.
Yeah.
I mean, you're working against us. You know, so here's some more money to work against us. No.
Yeah, but you know, many of the largest U.S. banks are restructuring their lending portfolio in response to pledges by Biden. So what they're doing is, we're going to put some teeth in your pledges. Well, why are you taking up for him to begin with?
Because he's doing exactly what they want him to do. That's why. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Energy news, my brief, some mop-up segment of the finally Friday edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show right here on 96.5 KECO.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
The business I've done with the oil field, they got to see your face. They got to see somebody coming in to see them, whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever the customer prefers. That's what we're going to do. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, hydraulic hose, oil field suction hose, lay flat hose, all types of fittings, hydraulic fittings, Camlock fittings. We also carry black pipe fittings, air brake fittings for semis, brass ball valves. In the oil field, sometimes you get a call for a crazy, hey, can you get this? And you go find it for them. Oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in. We'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
Hello, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. As you get ready for spring cleaning, trust Simple Green to get the job done right. Simple Green's concentrated cleaning power handles tough messes in every room of the house. And Simple Green is EPA Safer Choice certified, so it's recognized for safer use around people, pets, and waterways. I am so certain you'll love Simple Green. If you're not 100% satisfied, I'll refund your money. Visit us at simplegreen.com.
We know what has made us successful at Terry's Furniture, and it's our customers. Our customers are the lifeblood of Terry's Furniture. Without them, there is no Terry's Furniture. So we do our very best to go out of our way to take care of them from start to finish, all the way from greeting them at the door to selling them a high-quality furniture at a good price, a name-brand piece of furniture, delivering it to them, and taking care of it after the sale.
Come see us at Terry's Furniture Showroom. We're in Elk City on South Main, right behind the McDonald's, right next to the new Harbor Freight Tools.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
The Exploring Energy Radio Show with Sean and Butch, huh? Big voice guy, he's all over it this week. Yes, he is. Safety Flow, NDT. Dustin Nix. They've been doing it for over 15 years. He understands how important it is. He's asking, who's inspecting your flow iron? Because 10,000 pounds of pressure on a pipe is extremely dangerous. So whoever it is, they need to know what they're doing, okay? They also need to be trained. They need to have the right equipment. He's so confident you'll love the job that Safety Flow NDT does. He's offering a big discount to first-time customers. Safety Flow NDT will inspect the first 50 pieces of pipe on the first job you order for free. That's a $1,500 to $2,000 savings. Call Dustin Nix at Safety Flow NDT, 580-383-0136, 580-383-0136. Oakey Construction and Welding, they're hiring. They have multiple hirings for heavy haul drivers, haul equipment back and forth to jobs. Oakey Construction and Welding in Clinton's looking to add these experienced heavy haul truck drivers to their growing company. Drivers will be home every night. You'll be home every night. Must have a Class A CDL license and 2 years experience required. They're also looking for a mechanic shop technician, someone to assist the lead mechanic in daily repairs and maintenance of crew truck fleet trailers and heavy equipment. Perform routine inspections, wire trailers for lighting and change oil and filters. Mechanic will be home every night. Yes, the mechanic will be home every night. Must be able to lift 50 to 75 pounds. You must possess a regular driver's license and 2 years experience required. To apply, please call or text 580-821-6785 or fill out applications online at okeconstruction.com. Okay, okeconstruction.com or call or text 580-821-6785 and the shop number 580-547-4252, 547-4252. That's Oakey Construction and Welding. They're a very well-known, well-run outfit, so highly recommend them. All right, now, sustaining Oklahoma's energy resources. I've been in communicado this morning with Tawny Claus, who is in charge of these, the workshops. And I found out that the WeldFit Emissions Recovery System workshop isn't the 20th, which is Sunday. It's actually the 23rd, which is next week. So you still have yourself a chance to get registered for that. You can join Sower and WeldFit over lunch to learn about RECAP, Emissions Recovery System. Okay, it's a pipeline depressurization and gas recovery solution. They're having that WeldFit Emissions Recovery System workshop the 23rd. They're at 500 Northeast Oklahoma City. Then they've also got another one coming up in March. And it is the OCC Field Inspectors Open Forum, March 31st at the Ada Community Center. That one's for free. You can register online, soarok.com. And Chemicals 101 coming up in April 21st. But the WeldFit Emissions Recovery System is the 23rd. Got that hot off the press. You can download the Sower Connect app, as well as go to www.sowerok.com. Sower Connect app, good for Android or iPhone operating systems, iOS systems. So thank you to Tawny Claus for clarifying that. Okay, yeah, Butch, it's ready. It's time. It's energy news in my briefs. A near-record number of liquefied natural gas tankers on Wednesday of this week continue to jam the U.S. Gulf of Mexico while loading or waiting to load, according to data from Reventive Echelon. About 27 ships were on the way to near LNG terminals along the U.S. Gulf Coast on Wednesday, according to the data. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Monday that oil and gas CEOs would soon be expected to testify before Congress. With prices still high at the pump, Senator Joe Manchin said he had no problem bringing them in to explain basically how the process works. He's not trying to grill them. He's just trying to let them come in and say, okay, here's how it works, folks. You dummies.
Yeah. Texas, we want to blame them, and it's our fault.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott scolded the Brandon administration for entreating Iran and other foreign oil producers to increase supplies in the face of surging energy prices, grasping at straws, if you will. A Russian vessel carrying nearly 8,000 tons of a petroleum-derived product was denied a request to dock at the easternmost tip of the United States. The ship's operator asked on March 3rd to dock in Eastport after being turned away from a port on the St. Lawrence Seaway by the Canadian government because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. A federal appeals court picked apart a lower court ruling Wednesday, talked about that, that gutted President Brandon's social cost of carbon. Lake Powell in Utah and Arizona dipped below a critical threshold on Tuesday this week, raising new concerns about a source of power that millions of people in the U.S. West rely on for electricity. Utah children sue Governor Spencer Cox over fossil fuel-friendly policies they say are fueling climate change and harming air quality. And when these sorry left hands, these people, I got to be careful here, get a little wound up, start taking their kids to push their political narratives, I want to just slap them around. I want to just reach up there and just punch them right in the old grill. Golly Moses, leave your kids alone, folks. The nation's highest paid federal employee is the president and CEO of Tennessee Valley Authority, who makes nearly $10 million while leading a utility that still gets huge chunks of its power generation from coal and methane. Here's a couple.
Cries from, all the way to the bank.
Yeah, I know it. Here's one from around the world. A Russian-owned super yacht can't leave a dock in Norway, not because of sanctions, but because no one in the port will sell it fuel. The Ragnar is owned by Russian oligarch Vladimir Shevardsky, a former KGB agent who has long been linked to President Vladimir Putin, according to NPR.
It's going to take a lot of oars.
It's going to take a lot of rowing. That's what I was thinking.
It's going to look like a Roman slave ship.
Yeah.
Stroke.
You know, and if that thing ain't got no fuel, it's not going to have any power. You just got to wonder.
Yeah, it's got no sail.
Yeah, that's it, man. Yikes.
They're in trouble. Well, let's see. It's 39 degrees outside. Humidity is at 76%. Winds are north at 25, gusts to 35. Dew points at 32, wind chills at 28. Today we're going to be sunny with a high near 60, windy with a north-northwest wind 22 to 26, gusts as high as 37. Saturday, sunny with a high near 72, west-southwest winds 8 to 10. Ooh, breezy tomorrow, nice breeze. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 75, south winds 9 to 14, increasing 19 to 24 in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 37. Got a slight chance of showers between 1 and 4 Sunday night, about a 20% chance, so don't hold your breath for much.
Right.
Monday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, high near 63, chance precipitation is 80%. Tuesday, showers likely, mainly after 1, mostly cloudy with a high near 55, chance precipitation 60%. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 55. Thursday, sunny with a high near 65. So there's your weather. Stocks are kind of a mixed batch today. AEP is down 15 to 94.79. Apache's down 29 to 39.14. Chesapeake's down $1.05, 77.96. Continental's up 18 to $61 even. ConocoPhillips is up 61 to 99.44. Devon's up 66 to 58.20. GE is down 84 to 94.69. Halliburton's down 20 to 35.68. H&P is down 45, 39.98. Liberty Oilfield's down 7 cents, 13.76. Laredo Petroleum's down 3 pennies, 72.30. Magellan Midstream is up 12, 47.05. OG&E's up a nickel, 38.54. One Oak's up 29, 67.15. Panhandle Minerals is down a penny, 276. Phillips 66 is it down 61, 76, 94. Sandridge is up 26 to 14.87. Schlumberger's down 7 to 39.44. And the Williams Company's down 11 to 31.42.
Well, West Texas Intermediate up $1.53 to 104.51. Brent crude oil trading at 107.36. That's up 72 cents. $4.90 for NYMEX natural gas. That's down 9 cents. Hope you enjoyed this week's of Exploring Energy. We'll be back next Monday morning. Right here, same bat time, same bat channel, 96.5 KECO in Elk City. Thanks for listening. I promise we'll talk again. Have yourself a great day.